A partial list of some of the things that piss me off. Asking me a question again immediately after I've just answered it. For example, Carlos, what time is the meeting tonight? It's at 8. So it's at 8 tonight? No, actually, it's at 5:30. What the fuck did I just say? Passive-aggressive roommates who eat all of the food that you buy and don't wash the dishes they use to eat all of the food that you buy. Slow drivers in the far left lane, also known as the passing lane on an interstate highway. Kinko's. The service at Kinko's. Or lack thereof. Taxes. Student financial aid. Or lack thereof. At a recent college visit, a group is doing icebreaker exercises to get to know each other. Questions are asked and everyone is encouraged to share and join in. First question. If you could be any animal on earth, which one would you be? Dead silence. Okay. Second question. If you could be reincarnated as any person in history, who would it be? First answer. Bret Michaels from Poison. Second answer. Tila Tequila. Third answer. Screech from Saved by the Bell. Third question. What was the last thing, whether out of hurt or joy, that moved you to tears? Silence. Nothing. And the breakthrough fourth question, what is your biggest pet peeve? And you'd have thought we were doing an American Idol casting call the way everyone erupted with enthusiasm. I hate people that walk close behind me and step on my sandals. I hate it when crappy waiters glare at me because of the small tip I leave them. I hate pastel sweater vests on guys. I hate girls that wear mini skirts with huge Uggs. I hate tiny dogs on long leashes wearing little dog-sized pastel sweater vests. And the whole time, I'm thinking, wow, yeah, that really pisses me off too. And then I think, is this all that moves us anymore? In a world where a 14-second clip of a woman beginning to lift up her shirt slightly gets 2 million hits on YouTube, where most of us would sooner stay loyal to the Philadelphia Eagles or our favorite sports team than our own wife. A world where we wait in line 26 hours to audition for a reality show and then sigh when our little brother asks us to play wiffle ball with him for 20 minutes before lunch. And I wonder, when did dreams become so uncool? That imagination that kept us company endlessly when we were little. That moment when we lost control in a good way. Got choked up, lost our breath, or blushed. What happened to falling in love? And I mean falling so hard and so deep you can't possibly care to be saved. You're so far down that abyss. I used to be a camp counselor and teach improv to 12-year-olds. There were two main rules. One, agreement. Accept whatever your scene partners invite into the scenario. And two, do not fight. The second rule was always the hardest for them to follow because as we grow older, especially as adults, conflict is so often the easiest crutch we comfortably run to when we don't have a script to follow, like cynicism, resentment, frustration, disgust, anger, negativity. Every single one of us on this planet is a gift, a perfect divine gift of beauty and horror and pride and fragility, such a fractured miracle of being that anoints this very moment right now a triumph. What made us forget that? I saw a little girl playing in the park yesterday. She climbed to the top of the slide and called out, "Mommy, look at me. I'm God." And finally, I remembered that we do have hope. "Yes, you are," I whispered as I watched that little girl. "Yes, we are."